So I'm minding my own business. About 11:30, chatting with Dave Harrigan, prepping the show thoroughly, and I get a phone call, Dave Harrigan, that absolutely stunned me. And this person demanded to join the show today. What is today's holiday, Dave? What do we now call it?
Well, now we've seemingly mostly transitioned to Indigenous Peoples Day.
Mm-hmm.
But I've still got a calendar that has Indigenous Peoples Day / Columbus Day.
Joining us right now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline himself, Christopher Columbus, is here. Chris, you were a bit worked up when we chatted on the phone. I appreciate you selecting our show among all the shows to talk to today. Do you still celebrate your day, or do you accept that you've been kind of pushed off to the side?
Grazie, grazie. Buongiorno, buongiorno. I am very upset. It continues to... why am I canceled? Why must I be canceled? Christopher Columbus, the first man to be canceled.
Well,
I'm not happy.
Yeah, I mean, you were canceled because... you brought diseases, you treated people horribly, slavery. All this came out, Christopher. I mean, why were you that way?
I don't believe in the mask mandate. What can I say?
Were there a lot of masks back then? I mean, I guess that's possible. I've not heard that.
I don't trust the science. I don't trust the science. One body, one mind, no big deal.
Yeah, you always were. Anti-Fauci, weren't you? You were anti-Fauci before anti-Fauci was cool.
And Fauci a paisano. He's a paisano.
He should be your guy. He should be your guy.
He should be Antonio, please. I know wearing a mask.
I hear that distinctive Italian accent, which I love, but you know what Dave Harrigan found for me today, Christopher Columbus? It turns out you're Jewish, and you've been lying all along. A study took place. New DNA evidence said you've been lying. You avoided persecution. You're not Catholic. You're not Italian. You know, there were rumors about whether you're Poland, Great Britain, Greece, Portugal, Hungary. But Dave Harrigan, how about the news of Christopher Columbus? He's a Jew.
It's shocking.
Yes. Christopher, have you been hiding your religious background?
Not at all. Shabbat Shalom. You know, we are the chosen people. I was the chosen one that I came over. I find America, and now you cancel me. Why, America? Why? Oh, solo mio, mamma mia, please bring me back. At least you could take Indigenous Peoples Day. Also, a little time for Columbus Day,
okay,
please.
So are you willing to share the day? Do you want your own day?
Grazie.
You're willing to share the day?
Just keep Christopher Columbus. Look, already printed on the calendar. Keep it on the calendar.
What have you done since you have been canceled, Christopher?
I found I have a podcast, me and the Buck Sexton, on the far right podcast, people who've been canceled. A big subscriber, a big follower.
How would I track, is it Christopher Columbus Unplugged? I mean, what is the name of this? Where would I find it?
InfoWars. You ever hear of InfoWars?
Oh, yeah.
Big on InfoWars.
Big fan of Infor. Do you spend time with Alex Jones at all?
Oh, mamma mia. He's a lot to deal with. I got to be honest with you. But we do a podcast every once in a while. He okay. He liking the Italian food. He liking the meatball.
How do you personally celebrate your own day?
I take a time, I get very reserved, I think I do some introspection, I think about the ships, I think about the water, I think about the sailing. So good. 1492, across the ocean blue. You hear this one before?
Yes, I have. Dave, you've heard that. Dave, would you like to say hi to Christopher Columbus?
Well, it's great to speak to you, Christopher. I didn't know I'd be getting this opportunity. And yes, 1492, yeah. Sail the ocean blue.
Yeah.
Grazie. Thank you much, Dave.
Yeah, you got your Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria,
Which one did you prefer, and was there one you really didn't care for?
A Pinta always too late. They name a car after it many, many years later. I was on the Santa Maria. Because I like to say a Santa Maria.
It's hard to say Pinta. You know, I think that car might have been named Pinto. I mean, but, you know, same general area.
But still, the car no good, the ship no good.
Christopher, I want to thank you. And I will try to thank you a little bit today. Dave, will you think of Christopher a little bit today? Maybe even more of an impact that he called in the show.
Yes, I'm always thinking of Christopher on this day and Italians in general. Because as we know, this is a day to celebrate Italians.
And the Jews, apparently.
That's true.
Now coming out that may have been Jewish all along. So mazel tov.
Anytime. Grazie. Thank you for accommodating my schedule. Very busy. You know me. Very busy.
Let's not even go there. Okay. That's the most absurd part of this whole thing. Thank you, Christopher. Christopher Columbus.
Mamma mia.
Who else starts the show on the planet with Christopher Columbus, Dave Arrigan?
Not a lot of people.
How about a chance to win tickets for one of the hottest comedians out there? You'll find out next. Mamma mia!